This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. We were supposed to be broadcasting live from the headquarters of AFP, Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, in downtown Wichita at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency, we made the call earlier this afternoon not to broadcast from AFP just because, you know, abundance of caution due to the storms, and lo and behold, it's Kansas, and we have no storms tonight, but that's okay. So we have rescheduled that event. We will be doing our live remote on Sunday, June 1st. Back at AFP at their headquarters in downtown Wichita at Union Station. So put that on your calendars. We'll be broadcasting live. Same great place. Folks at AFP, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. We'll have some food, we'll have some fun, and we'll broadcast live from Union Station on June 1st. In the meantime, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. The storm isn't here, and it's not coming tonight, probably coming tomorrow. So the studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and, of course, on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see, tonight we've got a great list of guests. Former United States Senator Phil Graham, author of the new book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, will tell us what he sees is the solution to getting America back on track and back on sound economic footing. We'll take an opportunity to sit down with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, talk to him about what AFP is doing to educate voters and how you can help. Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, will join us to discuss his decision to run for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. Don't worry, it's not like he's resigning his seat. It's just going to be next year after the session ends. Dan will be running for Insurance Commissioner. Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond will sit down with us to try and explain why lawyers for the Teachers Union or USD 259, there's some confusion about who actually came up with it. Either way, someone's insisting gendered language be replaced by gender-neutral equivalents, and words like non-birthing parents be used in the new USD 259 contract. And former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier will be with us to tell us about his announcement that he's running for governor. So we're kicking off the new campaign season, interviewing two candidates running for office this and next year, and we'll start that later on in the show. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls throughout the show at 316-869-1330. All right, folks, buckle up, because I feel compelled to talk about something today that's been bothering a lot of us, and frankly, it's tearing this country apart. I talked a little bit last week in the show about the severed head guy, you know, the moron who was carrying around the severed head at the Wichita protests downtown Wichita. And it's prompted me to think even further about why is it that political discourse in America always seems to devolve into personal attacks. We've all seen it on Facebook, on social media. You put on a post and invariably someone, if they don't like what you've posted and they can't articulate a response, they resort to name-calling. They call you stupid, they call you racist, bigot, homophobe, etc. And it's because they can't articulate, they can't make a cogent argument, so they insult you. And why can't we have a civilized conversation anymore? Why can't two people with different views sit down, talk policy, and walk away still respecting each other as Americans? And heck, maybe even find some common ground. And I'll tell you why. It's because too many people in this country lack maturity, respect, and basic self-control. And if we're being honest, and you know, I try to be, the lion's share of that blame rests on the left. You know, conservatives will go do a protest. I attended many Tea Party protests. We clean up our trash afterwards. Not the left. Not the pro-Hamas protesters. Not the Occupy protesters. They trashed a joint. And let me be clear, I'm not saying every Democrat is some screaming radical, although... But the culture of political intolerance, of demonizing your opposition, has taken root in the liberal establishment. And it's growing like a cancer, and at the center of it all is the mainstream media. The media used to report the news. Now they push the narrative. And one of their favorite narratives is that Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters are the enemy. Not just wrong, not just misinformed, not just people who have a differing view, but evil, dangerous, subhuman. That's the tone they set. CNN, MSLGBTV, The New York Times, Hollywood, Big Tech, they all echo it day in and day out. And let's not pretend it stops with words. We've seen it spill into real-world violence. Remember when Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House and Kathy Griffith holding up a bloody mock of Trump's severed head or the jack wagon down in downtown Wichita? What about the time Bernie Sanders supporter opened fire on Republican members of Congress at a baseball field and nearly killed Steve Scalise? That wasn't a debate. That wasn't attempt. That was attempted murder. You want to talk about political discourse? Let's talk about the twice that Donald Trump attempted assassination. Let's talk about the way Democrats and leftist activists have normalized violence, intimidation, and dehumanization. Donald Trump, say what you want about his style, but he was the most viciously attacked president in modern history, and he is again. They didn't just disagree with his policies. They call him a Nazi, a dictator, an autocrat, a Russian agent. They impeached him twice over nonsense. They celebrated when he got COVID. There were actual calls for violence about him, jokes about assassinating him, books and films fantasizing about his death, and two assassination attempts. And now, every time he speaks, they shout insurrection, threat to democracy. They're so obsessed with silencing him, they're trying to put him behind bars or, as we've already seen, again, trying to impeach him. How is that democracy? Meanwhile, leftist radicals roam free. Antifa never held accountable. All the riots and burnings and all the damage done, the cops that were hurt in 2020, no one has been arrested. BLM rioters burned cities, looted businesses, attacked police. The media called it mostly peaceful. Can you imagine the headlines if it had been Trump supporters doing any of that? And let's not ignore the intolerance coming from the intolerant left, the most extreme corners of the liberal agenda, particularly the rainbow militant fringe in the LGBT movement. It's no longer about equal rights or tolerance. It's about forcing everyone to comply, to bend the knee. If you don't use the correct pronoun in Colorado, you can get arrested now. If you don't let biological men compete in women's sports or read drag queen storybooks to kids in schools, then suddenly you are the bigot. Disagree and you get called hateful. You get doxed, fired, silenced. That's not tolerance. That's authoritarianism. That's fascism. That's Nazism dressed up in a rainbow flag. The same thing goes for people who question the BLM movement or challenged race-based narratives. You don't get a fair argument. You get labeled a racist, a white supremacist, just for thinking independently. It's no wonder people are afraid to speak up. And look, I'm not saying Republicans are perfect. There's plenty of hotheads on the right, too. But at least when conservatives argue, we argue about ideas, we argue about principles, we argue about the Constitution, about freedom, about economic policy, national security, border control. We still believe in civil discourse, even when we disagree. But when the left talks, all too often it's nothing but smears, slurs, and emotional outbursts. They want to shame, silence, and cancel the other side. Why? Because they can't win on the facts. Because deep down their arguments don't hold water, so they resort to personal attacks. They call us racists and misogynists, homophobes, Nazis, transphobes, bigots, and a slew of other inaccurate and ad hominem attacks because they can't debate us, so they insult us instead. They parade around with severed Trump heads and nasty vulgar signs because they seem incapable of coherent dialogue. Folk, we need to bring back respect, maturity, and self-control in our politics. We need to be able to disagree without declaring war on each other. And that starts with calling out the media bias, the radical activism, and the dangerous rhetoric that fuels division in this country. If we don't, we're not just losing civil discourse. We're losing the very soul of the republic. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity about what they're doing to educate voters and how you can help. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We should be downtown. That's okay. Better safe than sorry. I knew when I made the call that it was the wrong call. That's fine. We'll be at AFP on June 1st. Make sure you come out and join us. Speaking of AFP, I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They believe that freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Folks, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. to sign up, and of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us now, speaking of AFP, is Phil Pettit. He's with the local office of Americans for Prosperity for Kansas. Phil, I was going to be sitting down with you over a piece of pizza or something tonight, but at least we're taking a few minutes to talk about AFP. And thank you for joining us, my friend.
Hey, John. Yeah, thank you for having me. And yeah, due to inclement weather, we're not able to do that. I want to try to keep people safe today, but I appreciate you just taking the time to let's talk today.
No, well, and like I said, I think this way people have an extra 2 weeks to plan, so maybe we'll get a bigger crowd. I saw your Facebook post, and I know that you guys are out door knocking. My wife's been out door knocking for you guys, and you've basically got two focuses right now. Obviously, first off is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, trying to make sure that voters are putting a bug in their, congressperson to make sure that they understand that if the 2017 tax cuts expire, it'll cause the biggest tax hike in history, right?
That is correct. So just giving a little background on it, this Tax Cut and Jobs Act was part of the Trump tax plan that was implemented back in 2017. It is set to expire this year. We're working hard to try to get Congress just to take action and to prevent that from expiring so we don't see this massive tax hike. Just to give some like background, for the average Kansan, what that means for Kansas is, I believe it was $2,200 in a tax hike if we don't renew this Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So if we let it expire, the average Kansan is going to see an extra $2,000 in taxes next year. And we just don't see that as a good time ever to have that big of a tax hike.
No, I mean, there's never a good time for it, but certainly not. I mean, with property taxes going out, we're still recovering from the Biden economy. This is the worst time for that. And I know that Congressman Estes, we've had him on the show here, not too long ago, a week or two. It's been included in every part of the Big Beautiful Bill. And from what I understand, it's still in there, right? So they're right now, the plan is to pass it, correct?
Right. Yes. My understanding is there's still a plan to pass it. We're still trying to keep the pressure on. I believe Tuesday there's actually going to be an update with Steve Scalise and Guy Benson. That's going to be up on all of our AFP web pages, but YouTube, we're going to have it there on our page. It'll be live streamed. So that's going to be one I'm going to be interested in hearing. It's going to give an update on the whole reconciliation bill. So just put a bug there for people to listen to that on Tuesday. But yeah, as far as I know, my understanding is we're still in a good place, but there has been a lot more opposition than we would like. And so we're just trying to make sure we keep that pressure on the lawmakers to make sure we get these renewed, because Americans, we just cannot afford right now to have this big a tax hike. And you know, the deficit, they like to use that as a problem. The problem with the deficit isn't an undertaxed population, it's a overspending by the government.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Completely
right. We need to make sure we're holding them accountable to that spending as well.
We're talking with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Couple of other things I know you guys are working on. Several communities have rejected property tax increases lately. You know, Goddard just voted down a school bond. Wichita voted down a school bond. I know, you know, the teachers' unions all get all bent out of shape and, you know, crying in their beer over this, but these are wins for taxpayers, right? I mean, in Goddard, that would have been almost a $350 tax increase a year on an average value home. I mean, that's, folks just can't afford this.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, history will tell us that the more you tax a population, the worse that economy ends up doing. So we're firm believers that when people are more free, there's more prosperity, and that includes the economy there. So I think we're right on there. We need to keep our taxes low in any way we can, and that would have been big property tax increases. So to be able to keep those from happening, that's a big win for here out in this area. But there's several places that are still pushing to get those, so there's still work to be done.
Yes.
In a lot of different areas, but the wins we did get, we appreciate those.
There's, I know public comment period is open right now for a rate hike with our utilities that will impact many Kansas ratepayers. This is not the first time. It seems like every year our, you know, Westar, Evergy, they come back and they want more money and more rate increases. I mean, that's another thing that you guys keep pushing back on, correct?
Yes, John. So I believe there's a hearing. It is July 27th here in Wichita. That's going to be at Wichita State. And so we'll be doing some preparation to just make sure people are informed on that. Evergy is asking for another tax rate, or not a tax rate, but a rate increase. So we'll be doing work in there, and I can get you more information and more dates on different events coming up on that. But as we get closer to it, but that's one we'll be making a big push for. That's one, you know, no one really wants another rate increase, and no one needs it. It's crazy that they keep asking for it. So hopefully we can get some work done and get a win there, keeping those rates lower.
Especially when they're recording record profits. I know the other thing that you guys are really pushing in, and I know it's a ways off because it's on next year's ballot, not this fall, but that's the constitutional amendment to allow voters to have a voice in how our Supreme Court justices are elected. Right now, it's this, you know, super secret elitist way where this panel of lawyers pick their own bosses, basically. And this would allow transparency. It would allow voters to actually have a say in the democratic process. Of course, the left hates it. The media hates it. But that's another area that you guys are currently pushing as well, right? To help educate voters?
Yes. That one is going to be a big one. Like you said, it's that vote is not taking place till next year. But we're working all throughout the state trying to make sure we keep people informed and aware. And we'll be putting boots on the ground, doing various volunteer activities, having phone banks, door knocking, having educational events like you talked about. But you can find out more information about it at votersnotlawyers.com. And what we're doing there is just trying to inform people. It has a lot of our main points on why we are for making this an elected position. But one of the big reasons you talked about is it's kind of a form of like shadow government, where they don't keep you informed and none of the people have a say so in who these people are that are both upholding and interpreting the law. So it's a majority, it's 9 unelected people, a majority of which are attorneys that nobody elects. And so there's a big conflict of interest, like you said, because these people are picking their bosses and the people don't have a say so. And so we're trying to get it back to what it originally was in here in Kansas, was an elected position by the people. And so we're pushing for that. Some people push back and say that they don't think people are smart enough to elect these positions. But it's like, well, we believe they're smart enough, and we are smart enough to elect our lawmakers. We are also smart enough to elect the people who upheld those laws and interpret those laws. So
exactly.
We need to have this done. We'll be making a huge effort there, and I'm looking forward to that fight. I think we have a strong, strong push for that. A lot of people on board, and I'm ready to get working and get that passed into law so we can have that elected position.
Yeah, if I trust voters, and if they're smart enough to elect those who write the laws, they should be smart enough to elect those who interpret the laws. Right. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer, I know you guys have an army of volunteers who are out there diligently helping to educate voters. They can get information at AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, at votersnotlawyers.com, correct?
That is correct. Another place for people to look, there's 2 websites. One is votersnotlawyers.com. Another one, it includes this and other Kansas-specific policies, is sunflowerstatesolutions.com. And that one includes more of our other policies and just more educational pieces for people. And we do have a lot of volunteer opportunities. That includes, like I said earlier, we have some door knocking, phone bank, and then other non-traditional volunteer ways. If you're not able to make calls, not able to get out and do doors, but we try to meet people where they are and give them an opportunity to get involved and take action wherever they're able to. So if you go to either of those sites, that's protectprosperity.com or votersnotlawyers.com or Sunflower State Solutions. If you go to any of those sites, there'll be places you can sign up. And if you want to volunteer, you sign one of those boxes and I'll reach out and we'll talk about it. If you go to any of those sites. So I'm really excited. We got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a busy year leading up into next year, but it's exciting.
And speaking of meeting people where they are, next Sunday, not next Sunday, but 2 Sundays, June 1st, they can come and listen to this broadcast live from your headquarters down at Union Station, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm excited for it. We'll have some refreshments, have a good time, talk more about different policies, and of course, you'll be there recording the show, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Phil. Have a good evening. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Thanks, John.
Coming up, Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will join us to discuss his decision to run for insurance commissioner. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And for breaking news to severe weather updates, well, they're done tonight. Update, no severe weather. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, after 3 decades in the insurance business, Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins is aiming to oversee the industry from the other side of the table, launching a bid for state insurance commissioner with a pledge to reform how insurance is delivered across the state. Hawkins, a Republican from District 100, is the first to formally announce a campaign for the role. And, of course, he's the guy who should win and has my complete support. With us now is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Dan, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John. I've looked forward all week to this moment. Be on your show on Sunday evening.
Shallow flattery will get you everywhere, my friend. So I got to ask, you're like the godfather here, okay? This is the way I view this, is you're like the godfather, okay? The end of you're termed out effectively as speaker because, you know, that's the tradition. So at the end of next session, you're out. You're out of politics. You can go back and, you know, go to rodeos and things. And then they pull you back in. You're going to run for another office. It's just like the Godfather. Why, Dan? You'd almost escape this.
You know, John, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'll tell you, and you know this because you know me pretty well. I never dreamed I was going to be the majority leader. I never dreamed about being the speaker. Those things just happened politically. It was just I was in the right place at the right time, and I was chosen to lead, and I stood up and did it and enjoyed every minute of it. But this next job, the position of insurance commissioner, is something I have dreamed about quite a bit in life. You're right. I've spent 30 years in the insurance business, done a lot of different things. I've started out as a life-only agent and then moved into the property and casualty arena, which is home, auto, business insurance. And then really went and spent the rest of my career, over 20 years, doing employee benefits. And so throughout those years, I've seen a lot of things. And right now, we're really kind of in a little bit of a crisis, or maybe a lot of bit of crisis, simply because of the high cost of insurance premiums. You know, we've really focused in the legislature the last couple of years in cost of living issues. And, you know, one of the biggest cost drivers right now for a homeowner is the insurance premium. And certainly for many, many business owners, it's the insurance premium.
Oh, yeah. And, our commercial insurance was really high for our business.
Oh, right now it's outside. Literally, we have some sectors, some industries in Kansas where there's only one carrier for that industry. And quite frankly, I feel like the insurance commissioner, one of their jobs is to number one, make it easy for carriers operating in an ethical and legal manner, make it easy for them to operate in Kansas and come to Kansas. Throughout my career, I've seen, I've heard carriers say, Kansas is one of the hardest places to get their filings done. I had one the other day that told me that, he would put Kansas next to Illinois when it comes to getting things done in their insurance department. Now, I'm not being critical of the insurance department because I don't know why it is so tough to get filings done. But I want to become the insurance commissioner and find out why it's so difficult and see if I can't change that, because it certainly hasn't been changed in the 30 years. So that's just one of the things. The insurance commissioner is responsible for an agency of about 100 people who do many, many different things. Part of them are advocates for the insurance policyholders in the state of Kansas. Part of them regulate the carriers. Part of them regulate the securities type situation, stockbrokers,
right,
and people,
right,
who sell securities. So we have many different functions within the insurance department, and I believe, my experience has really prepared me uniquely to be the insurance commissioner for the state of Kansas.
Is there any way, or is this may be a federal issue, but is there any way we'll ever see insurance companies that can sell across state lines? Because I think that would just do such a wonderful thing for competition and cost.
Well, they always talk about that, but here's the problem. There's I'd have to go back and look, but I believe it's Ferguson-McCarran Act. I believe that's what it is, and I might be wrong on the name of that act because it's been a while since I looked at that. But basically, there's an act on the federal government that gives insurance to the states. So that is one of those states' rights, is to control the insurance within their states. And so when people talk about being able to sell insurance across state lines, currently we can, but you still have to abide by the insurance laws in that state, in that particular state. So I, as a current insurance agent, I could have licenses in as many states as I want, and I can sell insurance in those states. I did at one time have a license in Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas, South Dakota, Colorado, never did do anything in Nebraska. Also had an insurance license in Texas for a while. So I did sell insurance in those areas. But what you're really talking about is something much different, and it's
right,
tough to make that happen when each state regulates their own insurance.
Is there anyone else in the race? I know Vicki Schmidt is likely to. She's the current insurance commissioner. I think it's the worst kept secret in town that she's running for governor. Barring her getting in, I have not heard anyone else really express an interest in this.
No, not as of yet. And quite frankly, the insurance commissioner's office is not one. It's not like the governor's office where you have 15 people wanting to become the insurance commissioner. So there's just a few of us out here that really have a passion for that. There could be somebody come up, and certainly we don't know what Vicky's going to do yet. Vicky is still kind of holding close to the vest what she's going to do. But you are right. You know, everybody believes that she'll get into the governor's race. But we'll have to wait and see what Vicky does. Vicky's done a great job, by the way, as insurance commissioner. I've worked with her for 7 years. And one of the things that we did this year that I really loved was having instant insurance verification checks to where, you know, somebody has an accident and they can, the highway patrol or the law enforcement officer can immediately check to see if you got insurance. And if you don't, then they can certainly ticket you and make it a little rough for you. So hopefully it'll reduce the amount of autos out there on the streets who do not have the mandatory insurance.
Good. Yes. We're talking with Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, who is candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. I want to pivot real quick, and I know I'm up against my break, but I've got to ask you, you know, the Missouri Senate, this is your other, put on your other hat here. The Missouri Senate failed to pass any legislation to do a tax deal to keep the Chiefs and Royals. You guys passed the Star Bonds deal. That's still out there. It hasn't expired yet.
It is.
What do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think we might get them? Do you think, I mean, it's just sitting there waiting.
Well, I do. You know, we passed that bill a year ago, about this time, actually, and that act actually ceases to exist, or it sunsets on June 30th. I really anticipate us receiving proposals from both of the teams that are out there right now, the Royals and the Chiefs.
Do you really?
I know they're both. I do. I really believe they will, because I just don't know that Missouri is going to do anything to keep them. And certainly our position has always been we don't want them to leave this area.
Governor of Missouri has said he's going to call a special session. Doesn't mean, as you and I both know, special sessions don't mean they're going to do anything during the special session.
Well, and they certainly had a tough time during the end of their session, which was this week.
Right.
They're supposed to end on Friday. I think they ended on Thursday, but they ended when they didn't get some stuff done and they just shut down. You know, and certainly this was one of those things that they didn't get done. So I do believe here really, really soon we will receive proposals, and, you know, they got 6 weeks left. June 30th is coming, and right now, certainly, I don't believe that we're in a position where we would want to extend that. So I'm letting them both know, let's get it done. Get your proposals in, and let's evaluate them, and let's see what we can do.
Last question for you. Governor Kelly called on the Trump administration to reinstate federal funding of about $22 million in pandemic release funds. Any chance you think Donald Trump's taking that call, or is that going to voicemail?
Yeah, I would imagine that's going to voicemail. I mean, the Trump administration has a $37 million or $37 trillion debt. They're trying to do everything they can to get the budget under control, just as we are.
Yeah,
you know, we spent a good share of this year really working to control our spending, and we need to continue that. We actually came in at $210 million less than what we spent last year, and I believe that we have to do exactly the same thing next year, and we have to continue to do that and just take it a piece at a time until we can get our spending back under control. And if we don't, we're going to be in the same problem that other states are in, and that's with a budget that's just out of control. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah, amen to that. Dan Hawkins, candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. By the way, Dan, you have my full, complete, total support and endorsement if you need anything. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to contact you, or more importantly, if they want to donate, what's the best way for them to do that?
So I'm going to give everybody a brand new website that's up and running. It's called HawkinsForInsurance.com. Go there, and certainly you'll see all about my candidacy for the insurance commissioner. And absolutely, there is a donate button. And this is an expensive race. These statewide races cost a lot. So every amount of donations that we can get from folks is going to help us run for insurance commissioner. So I sure appreciate people's vote, but also appreciate their help in the finance part of our campaign.
And that's FOR. So HawkinsForInsurance.com.
.com. That's
perfect.
Correct.
Thank you, my friend. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Okay, you take care, John.
Here's your Godfather music. They pulled you back in. All right, my friend, thank you for joining us. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open. We want to hear from you, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 13. You're nicely done, Phil. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget our friends at Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Every week they engage folks all across the state on issues that matter to you. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And then don't forget, coming up in 2 weeks on Sunday, June 1st, we'll be broadcasting live, remote location, at their headquarters at Union Station. We'll have some food, some fun, and a great time at 6 o'clock on June 1st at their headquarters at Union Station. So hope you'll join us. Should be fun. Since we didn't get the storm that we were all predicting tonight, Phil.
No, it happens. We sure didn't. So maybe we can create our own storm or something. I don't know. I'm just... Hey, real quickly, while I've got you here, I wanted to ask you, because we've been reporting it on here on KNSS about Representative Patrick Penn, and wanted to know a little bit more about that, the resignation. Real quickly, I mean, any details that you can give us on that?
Sure, yeah, let me change hats. As chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, he notified me earlier this week that he is resigning. And so the minute, once I am as chair, once I'm officially notified, that starts a 21 days that I have now to call a special election, which I did. It's going to be held on May 28th at 6 p.m. at the Cozine Event Center. And so that creates the vacancy. So the vacancy will be then his resignation date is the 15th of June. But the election will be held on the 28th. And then between the 28th and the 15th, there'll be representative-elect. And then the minute he actually resigns, then they'll take on actually being the representative.
Okay. All right.
But, and it's a precinct election. So the, you know, whatever, 20, 30, 40 of however many precinct people are in that district, House District 85, will pick his replacement.
Okay. And for the uninformed, where did he represent?
It's mostly Northwest Wichita, Bel Air, some other parts of Butler County. There's some part of, I think it's got a little bit of Benton, but it's okay. All that northeast part, mostly Wichita, mostly that north part of Sedgwick County.
Okay, so, all right, good information.
It's he did a great job in the legislature. I think a solid conservative, and you know, I'm sure he will. I cannot tell you what he's doing. I'll leave that to him. But there's nothing bad, no health issues or anything, and there'll be good things coming. So we'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, former Senator Phil Graham will join us to talk about what he thinks we need to do to restore fiscal sanity and bring America back on sound economic footing. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.